the holy Abtaru of the Ohev Yisrael, at the very end of Parshas Maaseh, comments on the verse, Ves ha'orem asher titni la'levim, those cities of refuge which you will give unto the Levim, es shesh'are ha'mikot, the sixth city of refuge, ve'alem titni arboim mishtaim ir. And in addition to these six cities of refuge, you shall give 42 additional cities. We know that the halacha, the law is, if a person kills unintentionally, without anger, without premeditation, an accident, so that person is liable to be killed by a person known as the avenger, the Goel Hadam, who may seek out to avenge the blood of his relative who's been killed. But because this death this wrongful death is unintentional, is an accident, such a person may run and seek refuge in the city of refuge, where the Goel Hadam, where the avenger, cannot harm him. Api Chassidus, according to the deeper understanding of Chassidus, there's a deep symbolism within these cities. The Ohev Yisrael teaches Beir Lev, Lehoven Iladas, and to awaken our heart, to understand, and to know, that there is a hint, something that we want to allude to in this verse. Ki mitzvah zine heges bechol zman, ki atoyre nitzchis, ve'al karcha chafile bezman hazeh yeishla shaychus. See, the Israel repeats a very important teaching in Chassidus, a very essential teaching, found in many, many places. The Mor Naim of Chernobyl uses this klal, this general precept, many, many times in his writings, as does the Degel Machne Ephraim and other tzaddikim, that since we know that the Torah is eternal, the Holy Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which God gave us, is eternal, it exists for all times and all generations, in the past, in the present, and in the future, that we have to understand all the mitzvahs, all the different commandments which we've been commanded, all the mitzvahs that no longer exist practically speaking. How could that be? If the Torah is nitzchis, if the Torah is eternal, those mitzvahs should also be eternal. And the Ramban already touches on this concept when the Ramban talks about the concept of lighting the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. Aaron is commanded to light the candles, and the Ramban on Chumash comments there that how could Aaron be commanded to light the candles, and that's such a wonderful thing, and Hashem tells him that his mitzvah to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is so good, it will be for all generations. How could the Midrash say such a thing? We know the Nebuch, the Beis HaMikdash, no longer exists, and the Ramban learns from that the Hanukkah candles, the Hanukkah lights which we kindle, correspond to those lights of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Ramban is already touching upon the principle which we're discussing, that the Torah is alluding to commandments and precepts and ideas which are eternal for all generations. So how could it be that such a mitzvah, like Arei Miklat, like cities of refuge, will not be noyig today? How is it possible? And the answer is, it's not possible. And therefore the Hasidic teachings teach us that each mitzvah has a deeper dimension to it, and even if practically speaking we cannot perform the physical actions of this mitzvah, and even if the mitzvah exists in our time, but we are not commanded in this mitzvah, because some mitzvahs were only commanded to Kohanim, like to bless in Birkas Kohanim. We know the Kohanim go up to the Eretz Yisrael every day, and in Chutz Laretz, in Diaspora, they go up during Yom Tovim, during the holidays, to give a bracha, the threefold blessing of the Kohanim, Yivrecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha, v'chula, that the Kohanim bless the people, right? What if I'm not a Kohen? How does that mitzvah apply to me? Or there are mitzvahs that are given to the Levim. There are mitzvahs that are given to men and not to women. Women and not to men. How do I relate to those mitzvahs if I'm not commanded by them? So Chassidus teaches that every mitzvah has another dimension to it. And this second dimension is the pnimius, the inner meaning of the mitzvah. And that is nitzchi. It's eternal. It connects to everybody in every place and every time. And so now the Ohev Yisrael will teach us the deep meaning behind the mitzvah of the cities of refuge, and how we can understand the Bezman HaZeh in our time when we don't have cities of refuge. Ki mitzvah zeh noheges b'chol zman, this commandment actually exists in all times for eternity, because the Torah is eternal. Ki atoyre nitzchis, al ken afilu Bezman HaZeh yeshla shaychus. Even in our time, this mitzvah has shaychus. This mitzvah applies. The Torah is not stale. The Torah is not archaic. The Torah applies to us even now, in all respects. V'tikn l'makin nefesh v'shkogah. And this will also be a rectification to one who is called a Makan Nefesh Vishgaga, one who hit or afflicted or injured, and in this case killed, another person accidentally, another neshama. Ritzalimer, let's understand. Mi shishag b'chatoim v'avoinis. What's the shgaga? What's the mistake? The mistake is one who is blemished and hit his own soul. Shishag b'chatoim v'avoinis, that he has erred in his ways. He's sinned. He's transgressed the Torah and the commandments of Hashem. U'mashchisis nafshi, and he's hurt his own soul in the process. Huyasena, this person who's gone astray and sinned, he should perform this mitzvah of Ari Miklat. He should seek refuge in the cities of refuge. Ritzalimer, how will we do this in our days? Shiyase tikun zeba kabalos il malchus shemayim bihava shalema mesiris nefesh. That a person shall rectify these sins by accepting upon himself the yoke of the kingship of heaven with great love, full, sincere love, mesiris nefesh. Right, even to give up his own soul for such a thing. Gadol be'emes b'cholavava, with all his heart and soul, l'Hashem yisbarach, to God, he should give up his soul, he should expire in his desire to come close to Hashem. When and how? B'hashisha tevis shema yisrael Hashem elekeini Hashem echad. In the six words that are found in the first pasuk, that are found in the first verse, which we recite daily, shema yisrael Hashem elekeini Hashem echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. And a Jew is obligated to recite this twice daily. The affirmation of faith, which Jews have recited for generations, the Shema Yisrael, it contains six words. Those six words are the six cities of refuge in our time. A person who's sinned, a person who's gone astray, Bishgaga, he's done it by mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. And that happens to us all. We all sin by accident. We make mistakes. But nonetheless, it's a sin. And a person who sins, even if it's by mistake, has to do tshuva. So a person has to seek refuge in those six cities of refuge, in the six words of the first verse, Shema Yisrael. In those six words, a person has to affirm his belief, full faith in Hashem, with all his heart and soul, b'mesiris nefesh. V'hema b'chinas shesh arei miklat. These are the six cities of refuge which we are seeking refuge in. V'aleihem titnu min beizir. And on these six cities of refuge, we have to add 42 cities. What are these 42 cities alluding to? U'b'chinas parasha rishayna shel kriya shema. This refers, in our allusion, in our hint, to the 42 words contained in the first paragraph of Shema V'ahavta. The whole paragraph, the whole first paragraph of the Kriya Shema contains 42 words. So corresponding to those 42 words, we have the 42 cities which we add to the six cities of refuge. We have to find refuge in Shema Yisrael. And that is the acceptance of the love of Hashem and His Torah with all your heart and soul. And with a sincere Mesiris Nefesh, I'm accepting with my full heart and soul. Mesiris nefesh, I'm ready to give myself up for God. With a sincere kabbal, with a sincere acceptance of this, the avas Hashem b'chol levavo, b'zen iskapeloi al kol shehikas nafsho v'shgaga. If a person seeks refuge in these words, and he means them, and he incorporates them, he internalizes them, until he feels that it's true, then they atone for him, those words, that emotion, that feeling, that truth, which he has internalized, atones for him. Atones for those sins which he has done unintentionally, by mistake. Al shehika is nafsha bishgaga, which a person actually hit his own soul. Uva gemara makas ita, and the gemara in Talmud Bavli, in Tractate Makas, teaches on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, on the Yud Amar Aleph on the 10th page. Amar Abaye Sham Are Miklat Halalu Koltas Ben Ladas Ben Shol Ladas. Abaye teaches that the Shesh Are Miklat, the six original cities of refuge, Koltas Ben Ladas Ben Shol Ladas, they accept you, they accept the person who's seeking refuge in them, Ben Ladas Vin Shaladas, whether he acknowledges it or not, whether he knows of it or not. Umembe's ear, Halo Ladas Cultus, Shaladas Inan Cultus. But the other 42 cities which we add to it, only with Das are they call it. They're only able to accept a person and give him the refuge which he's seeking, Ladas, if he knows that he's going there. That's what the Gemara teaches in the name of Abaye. And we're going to read this teaching back into what we're saying here. According to the way we're understanding the verse, the six words in the Kriya Shema, where a person has to be ready to give up his whole soul and his whole being to Hashem Yisboirach Be'emes V'samim with utter true sincerity. Bein she'oyse dvorim eili be'emes b'deya v'haskel u'bein sh'mesir z'nefesh yigodol kol kach ad asher kim'at yatza midaitai. Whether the mysterious nefesh, whether the self-sacrifice which a person is using is l'das, whether it's intentional, with das, v'haskel, right? Whether it's thought out, a person meditates on it, understands what it means, or whether it's so great, it's galo kolkach, it's so awesome, the self-sacrifice, it's on such a high level, adasher kimat yatza medaita, until he's almost crazy, until he's almost lost all his rationale. He's pushing himself to the limit until yotze midaita, until he's completely gone out of his mind, so to speak. Kefi hanira shebekan hi yoser chashuva v'ikare marishoina. This bechina hazois, this aspect seems to be greater than the first one, even as it says in the psukim and in the poskim in several places. As our poskim, our halachic decisors teach, in several places we see that this idea, the Mesiras Nefesh, is on a greater level than the first one. Now we see, based on Abaye's teaching, that whether we have Das, whether we have rationale behind our mysterious nefesh, our soul sacrifice, and our connection to Hashem, or whether we've gone out of our minds with pushing and desire and love for Hashem, which may be in a higher level, the Shesh Tevas, the first six cities of refuge, the first six words in the Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kelen, Shema Echad, are cultists. They accept us, and they help us atone. Omnam, b'mem des Tevas, shel parashas ve'ahavta, but referring to the 42 cities, the other 42, which are not cultists, elul das, which only accept with das, which only receive he who seeks refuge with das, referring to those 42 words found in the first paragraph of the Shema ve'ahavta, shishamu kabbalas avasa yizbarach ve'ahavas atorak doisha, which in that paragraph we find that we are accepting upon ourselves to love Hashem and to love His holy Torah and the mitzvahs and His commandments which are found therein. For such an acceptance, to accept upon ourselves the Holy Torah and its precepts and its mitzvahs and the love of Hashem and the love of those things, a person needs great das, great seichel. It's to put in his thoughts, his rationale. It's to understand what he's saying. It's to understand what he's accepting upon himself. And specifically, those people who've merited with their minds to meditate on higher and deeper meanings of the Torah, who've learned and understood deeper concepts in the Torah from the higher worlds, aval shelo ladas, but without this knowledge, without such rationale, einan kultus, those 42 words couldn't help us. Hashem Yisbarach yezakeinu, and Hashem should help us and give us merit, la'avdo la'ahava, oisa Yisbarach, to serve Him and to love Him, be'emes v'sam, with true emesdik sincerity, be'das, and with knowledge and understanding of what we're saying, that our emunah should be a true emunah, and we should understand it, v'cheni rotzen, and we should be Hashem's will, so amen, v'havan kol zehetev, and understand this well, because it's a deep teaching, a wonderful, profound idea.